USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Fraudsters stole roughly $100 billion in pandemic relief funds from the CARES Act. The stolen funds represent 3% of the $3.4 trillion dispersed to the American public. Roy Dotson with the Secret Service on CNBC.
I've been in law enforcement for over 29 years and worked some complex fraud investigations for, 20 plus years, and I've never seen something at this scale.
To date, 900 investigations are taking place, more than 100 arrests have been made, and $2.3 billion have been returned. The Supreme Court announced it will hold oral arguments on January 7th to consider legal challenges to President Biden's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for healthcare workers and large companies. Biden's mandate says private companies with at least 100 employees must ensure that their workers are either fully vaccinated or tested weekly, and all healthcare workers at federally funded facilities must also get vaccinated. USA Radio News.
Here's a great thing to consider doing right now before the end of the year. Call MediShare and find out just how much you would save by switching to MediShare, the affordable alternative to health insurance. When you call, you'll get some good news and probably be very happily surprised, too. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. It's so worth it to at least find out. And you'll see why more than 400,000 people are already members. MediShare is a Christian community that shared more than $4 billion in each other's healthcare costs. It really is remarkable, and they're very easy to talk to. And here's the thing. If you join before the end of the year, they'll waive your new member fee. That's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second. The call, and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 31st, so call now. You'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Could Democrat Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia become a Republican? Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Republicans would give the senator the respect he deserves.
Democrats are still trying to move forward with President Biden's nearly $1.8 trillion spending package after Senator Joe Manchin voiced his opposition to it, citing the hefty price tag and inflation concerns. Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell joins Fox News and says he admires Senator Manchin for sticking to his guns and says he's welcome to join the Republican Party if he wants.
I've suggested a good solution to his problem would be to come across the aisle and join us, where he'd be treated with respect. You recall the White House basically called him a liar Sunday, treated with respect, and find himself in agreement with the party he was caucusing with most of the time.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
The Food and Drug Administration on Wednesday authorized the first COVID-19 antiviral pill in the United States to protect against severe disease. The drug from Pfizer called Paxlovid will be prescribed for use in adults and children ages 12 and up with mild to moderate COVID who are at risk for severe disease or hospitalization. FDA Vaccine Advisory Board Dr. Paul Offit on Fox News explains the approval process.
So this study was done in people who were unvaccinated, so they treated half and then didn't treat the other half, and found that the drug was about 88% effective at preventing hospitalization. Where I think this fits is for people who aren't vaccinated, who seem to be perfectly willing to take medicines like hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin that don't work. Here's a drug that actually does work. So I think this could be a value. Obviously, the better choice would be to get the vaccine, but I think for that group, this would be the perfect thing to do.
Dr. Offit says early treatment is the key.
So what happens at the beginning is the virus, SARS-CoV-2, attaches to the lining of your nose and reproduces itself hundreds of times, thousands of times. And so now at that point, virus replication is an important part of the disease process. Then your immune response kicks in. And that's when you develop symptoms, including severe symptoms. At that point, virus reproduction is not an important part of disease process anymore. So antivirals or monoclonals don't work anymore. But you really have to give it early in illness if you're going to have any effect.
Merry Christmas, my friend, and thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.